The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Time once again now for Henry's front bench. Henry McKean meeting election candidates where on a park bench for chats up and down this country. Today, Henry's meeting the so-called New Irish candidates, people who've made Ireland their home and are running for public office for the very first time. Henry has sent us this report from no less than four different benches.
It's Henry's front bench and we're here on another park bench. I'm speaking to Monica Ayike. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
No, you tried anyway. So it is Dr. Monica Ayike.
Monica Ayike.
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 You know what? Yeah, I used to have a few patients that actually called me Dr. OK. So
are you okay with Dr. OK?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so Monica, you are running in Cork, South Central. You are the general election candidate in that area for the Green Party. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about moving to Ireland when you were 15 from Nigeria.
Yes. So moving to Ireland, I moved at the age of 15 because my mum actually passed away then. So I moved shortly after that to be with my dad and my stepmom and my siblings. And it was great. It was new, a new place to be. But I think living in Dublin, and I grew up in Blanchardstown, my secondary school teachers were very instrumental in me integrating with the community as well. So I enjoyed that. And then subsequently, I went to college. Trinity College Dublin, and I studied medicine, and after that I moved to Cork to start my internship, and I've been there about 10 years now.
So say Cork again for me.
Cork.
So you picked up the Cork accent, and you know, being a GP, being a successful GP in Cork, why did you decide to join the Greens? What was the turning point where you thought, I want to do something about the environment? When did you think, I need to help save the world?
Wow. Well, I suppose we all have a part to play in saving the world. And I am a GP and will have a special interest in women's health. So the free contraception that is strongly advocated for was a turning point for me, because I've seen patients availing of the services using it. And I thought, definitely, this is a party for me. So that's why I joined the Greens.
Tell us a little bit about how your understanding of not only Dublin and Cork, but also Nigeria and representing the New Ireland.
I'm glad you said the New Ireland, because Ireland is gradually becoming a multicultural society. You have people like me that moved when they were younger. We've gone through college, secondary school, and we've integrated, I think, beautifully with the community. And it's a chance to actually reflect what's happening in the community in the Dáil as well.
So, Monica, you have a beautiful Jack Russell.
Yes.
And you see your Jackie as your baby.
Yes, she's my poor baby. So, Jack Russell, her name is Maya. And she was actually a gift to me, so she's part of my political campaign. She's on my flyers. I never had a dog growing up, but having Maya has actually opened my eyes to what animals, the capacity you could actually love them. So it's been life-changing.
So you want dog lovers to vote for you?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, we need to improve like public transport access for dogs in Ireland, because when you go abroad, it's different, and also having facilities as well for dogs.
I understand you're a bit of a celebrity. I understand you're kind of like the Dr. Kira Kelly of Cork. You're on TV, you're on Cork radio stations. Do you like that side of it? Do you like speaking to people through the media? And you've got hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers.
So I honestly do not see myself as a celebrity at all. So I started the social media thing because I felt it was a great chance. That was actually during COVID, to share information, understand information to people that might need it, you know? So I don't see myself that way at all. So
well, Dr. OK, thank you so much for joining us on Henry's front bench.
Ayike, Dr. OK.
Dr. Ayike.
Yes, close enough.
We're here in Finglas East and we're with Manju Devi, who's running with Fianna Fáil alongside Dara O'Brien. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you for having me, okay?
Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a nurse, originally from India. You moved to Ireland in 2005.
Yep.
Why do you want to run? Why do you want to help your community?
I am always a frontline nurse, okay? So care and compassion and empathy is a nurse motto. I'm here in Ireland for the last 2 decades. So we came to give to this country. So I think it's the time for me to get it to another level now. I want to serve the community now, because having the basis of a nursing there, I'm sure I can make changes there. And I am mother of two daughters, so I know how people feel as a mother, advocating for all frontline workers, teachers, nurses, guards, everywhere. We are the ones shaping the community. Housing is a huge problem, and to be honest with you, it's not something which started today. The population is increasing. People are coming to this country. So that is a problem. I understand that. But for me, being a nurse, for me, health is wealth. So I do think if we invest in health now, that will be for the future of the country. So when I go to door, they say to me, oh, my daughter, she's in Australia. She's teacher. She's nurse. There is a problem there. I'm there to treat the root problem.
You love cricket, don't you?
Yeah, oh, that's
You're a cricket family. And
yes.
What is it about Fingal and cricket? Everyone in the North County loves cricket.
So cricket, to be honest, I'm a cricket widow.
A cricket widow?
Yes, that's what I would like to call, because my husband is, oh my God, eat cricket, drink cricket. You know, that's what all Indians, almost 50%, it is a religion back home. So I'm so proud of my husband. He and his friends started Fingless Cricket Club in 2015. And thankfully, my daughter joined him, and he represented Ireland under 15 cricket team. So I'm a proud mother. That's the story I want to tell you guys. Health is wealth. That's my motto.
Health is wealth. And you have also a pet rabbit.
Yeah. See, Bunny is there. See, because we stayed. Because we stay in an apartment, we can have a dog, or, you know, there is a regulation. So we thought, okay, if it's Bunny, it is Bunny. Yeah, she's so cute.
She is very, very cute. I've met
and
the Bunny.
And so fluffy, you know the way.
Very fluffy. Very fluffy. Manju Devi, running here in Fingal East. Thank you so much for chatting to Henry's Front Bench.
Thanks a million, Henry, okay? Thank you so much for your time.
We're here in Kildare South. We're in Kilcullen. We're under a bridge. This is the Liffey behind us. You can hear the sound of the Liffey, the water there. And I have Mona Kesood here, representing the Green Party in Kildare South. Mona, why do you want to run?
I'm a pharmacist by profession. I'm married to Dr. Deepak Kumar, who is the doctor of audiology. I'm a very proud mother of two children, 5 and 11. And I have been living in County Kildare for more than 20 years now. I was born in India, raised in Kenya, but this is my home country. So I believe I have an equal responsibility to take care of my people. For me to run into politics, the main objective is I've lived here so long. I was so warmly welcomed in Ireland. And I believe things have slightly changed, but a lot of things have changed when it comes to the healthcare sector. It breaks my heart when I call on the doors and people telling me that they're waiting 3 years, 5 years on the waiting list for so many assessments to be done, especially children with special needs, you know. They're not getting the right therapy, the right treatment. It breaks my heart, and I believe it's my responsibility to do something for the community that I've taken so much from. We shouldn't have to wait years to see a specialist, or even 3 weeks to a GP. Surely you'll be well before you see a GP. It's not acceptable. We are a first world country, and we have been paying very high taxes from the day we came here. I think most of the people are in that bracket, and it's the most basic amenity we are asking for is a proper, robust healthcare system. Something new about myself that I've never shared is I'm very scared on the inside. When I knock on some doors and somebody is very rude to me, I am actually very scared at that time, but I don't show it. I'm good at that, not showing it. And I obviously try and make the negative to a positive. To be honest, I've been canvassing for more than a month at this stage. I have only faced one incident of racism. Apart from that, people are very welcoming. And especially when they hear you're from being a medical line, I think they're even more welcoming and accepting that, yes, there is a need for a change.
Mona Kesood, representing the Green Party here in Kildare South. Thank you so much for joining me on my bench for Henry's Front Bench.
Thank you so much, Henry. Appreciate every minute of it. I'm there. Thank you.
So we're here in the heart of Meath, and I'm with independent Sivakumar at Moor Gados, Meath East.
People know me as Siva locally.
Siva.
And I wanted to put my name as into the general election as an independent to serve for the community. That has given a lot of many things to me, my family, and my children.
You're living in Ireland over 20 years, 21
years.
Over
21 years now, and I'm living in Rathaus saying like last 15 years. And I'm a physiotherapist by profession. You know, I'm just come from the medical background family, and we are all going through a lot of frustrations. There are a lot of promises made by the governments, previous governments. It's basic things for the local communities, the park, the transport system, the healthcare system, education for the disabled children, and more classrooms. This is the main reason I just wanted to put my name into it for a real change and real results.
You're an independent. How is it on the doors?
People didn't see me as a different. They are so welcoming. And when I knock the doors, they come out of the doors and they talk to me. And, you know, they tell about their concerns. And they are frustrated with the political parties. I'm very enthusiastic and positive. And, you know, I'm just really coming out of my comfort zone as a physio to make different changes for the community.
Well, Sivakumar, thank you so much for speaking to Henry's Front Bench.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.